Today's meeting didn't attract the largest audience the university has seen when it comes to commenting on the proposed $246 million stadium, but it was perhaps the most uniform in its stance against the project, which would be built on the southwest corner of campus.
I'd like to call the board meeting to order.
Once again, the public comments ranged from specific noise and traffic concerns to the role of athletics at a university, but it was finances that were on the mind of Fort Collins resident Linda Vroman.
The concern is genuine for the financial condition of CSU. The most helpful effort would be fighting the overturn of Tabor.
That's the Taxpayer Bill of Rights, which some view as devastating for Colorado higher education. The new 42,000-seat stadium would replace the 34,000-seat Hughes Stadium 4 miles west of campus. CSU President Tony Frank said that no taxpayer funds, state dollars, or student tuition fees would be used to finance the new structure.
The clearest path that I can see to go forward is a combination of philanthropy and debt financing based around revenues related to the stadium.
Right now, Frank says the plan is to raise half of the funds needed from philanthropic donors before CSU ever breaks ground on the project and attached a 2-year time frame to the campaign. That launched an hour-long discussion among the Board of Governors, including this comment from Treasurer Ed Hazelton.
To the best of my knowledge, this will be the largest single financial decision that's been made to date in the history of this institution. And that's not something any of us can afford to take lightly.
Ultimately, Hazelden and 5 other board members approved a resolution giving Frank permission to move forward. While university officials say constructing a new stadium is far from a done deal, that does not describe the feelings of Save Our Stadium Hughes founder Bob Vangermeersch. After the vote, he criticized the resolution for not being more specific on the definition of philanthropic gifts.
Does it mean I all got $125 million in my pocket and it's in the bank and I can spend it? Or is it $50 million in hard cash and $75 million in promises?
That's a question that university officials will have the next 2 years to answer. Meantime, opposition isn't going away anytime soon. Vangermeersch's SOS Hughes group will meet next week to discuss their next steps. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.